Message number 925. My true church will be thrown out of Rome and will have to endure a number of years of desolation. Saturday, September 28, 2013 at 15:23. My dearly beloved daughter, always remind those who believe in me but who have no idea that my second coming draws close that they must always be alert to the signs which were prophesied in my Father's book for the time which precedes the great day. The great apostasy is the first sign. This is when belief in the truth, the Word of God, disappears and when sin is glorified in every part of the world. The sign for when my second coming draws very close is when the great apostasy grips my church on earth from within. When you see those who say that they have been appointed by me to lead my church on earth engage in the secular world in order to gain favor, you will know that the changes have begun. When you see the great sacrifice, my crucifixion, being debated and new meanings attached to my Eucharist, you will know that my church will be cast into the desert. By my church I refer to those who do not deviate from the truth and who continue as before to accept the Word of God. My true church will be thrown out of Rome and will have to endure a number of years of desolation. It will be trampled upon by the heathen and will suffer, but by my grace it will remain intact, and those brave souls who refuse to desert me will be given extraordinary gifts by me. As the abominable so-called miracles, healings and gestures of false humility and love for humanity are witnessed in the shell of my church, the true miraculous interventions by me will be seen. I will through my crusade prayer groups make known to those who scoff and mock them the presence of the Holy Spirit. Many miracles will be bestowed upon my prayer groups and those who recite the prayers as a gift to help my beloved disciples cope with religious persecution. The persecution I speak of is mainly a spiritual one. My true disciples, and I mean all Christians of every denomination everywhere, will watch in great sorrow when they have to bear witness to the great deceit which will descend over the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church will embrace the secular world and will declare mortal sin to be no more. Sin will not be acknowledged, and in order to deceive the innocents they will be told that it is not difficult to enter my kingdom. Confessions will stop in the present format. People will be told to ask for redemption in their own way, and as such many will not then bother to ask for my forgiveness. They won't do this because they will no longer accept that sin is caused deliberately and that because of this that God will forgive all. This is the error which was foretold and which will lead millions into the fires of hell, and they will be led there by the false prophet and the Antichrist. Soon all pagan feasts and festivals will be integrated within the Catholic churches everywhere. Pagans and those who hate God will be invited onto the altars in front of the tabernacles. This feast will be declared to be the new form of communion, all God's children joining together in order to respect each other's beliefs and human rights. You, my followers, will be asked to show respect for those who want to destroy my presence in the Holy Eucharist. You will be accused of being anti-Christian if you do not embrace paganism. This is how you will all be fooled. This is how I, Jesus Christ, will be desecrated. They will do the same in schools in order to banish Christianity. They will do the same in political circles when everything to do with me will be wiped out. No other religion will be targeted with such hatred. Christianity, because it is the truth, will be destroyed. What you do not realize is that by becoming willing participants in this wicked desecration that your souls will be darkened and in time you will forsake your own salvation. Betray me and I will forgive you. Deny me and I will forgive you. But when you desecrate me and swear allegiance to the beast, you become completely separated from me and you will find it impossible to accept my mercy. Your Jesus.